Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Fire Prevention Week is October 9th through the 15th. It is always an absolute pleasure to welcome James Marshall and Jess Yartzma here with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department with all of the details, and they both join us in studios. Good morning, it's good to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Good morning.
All right, so next week is Fire Prevention Week, October 9th through the 15th. Jess, what is the theme for this coming week?
This year's Fire Prevention Week theme is Fire Won't Wait, Plan Your Escape. So this year we're really focusing on having all of our residents plan and practice their home escape plan. We find there's so many people who kind of put this on the back burner or maybe just, you know, don't really think about it. But if you don't have a practice plan in place, the chance of getting out of your house in the event of a fire is very, very little.
Okay, and it's really that theme that fire won't wait. You have to plan your escape. You know, James, I know you want to sort of address that in terms of how quickly a fire can happen.
Yeah, they happen incredibly fast. And, you know, we talked about planning your home, making sure that you know how to get out of your house. We do it every time I go to a restaurant with my kids or if we're at the movie theater, we always play, what's your second way out of here if something goes wrong? And I guess that's one of the perks of having a fire prevention officer as a father, but they do look. And you never know when you're going to be in that situation. Having a plan, taking the time to talk with your family, know where you're going, makes all the difference. Because if you're realistically not out of your house and waiting for the trucks in your front yard or wherever your predetermined meeting place is, you stand very little chance. By the time we get suited up, by the time we get into the house, your chances for survival are very limited. And it doesn't matter if it's a rural department or a city department, folks can only hold their breath so long. And you need that smoke alarm, that functioning, in-date, working smoke alarm to go to get your family out and to know where they're going.
And this is well-timed, certainly for this time of year, for Fire Prevention Week, October 9th through the 15th. As we're getting into fall, we're getting into winter, we're going to be spending more and more time indoors, so it's good to plan your escape with something like this. And I'm thinking even, too, with kids, with the fire safety house is kind of a nice way to remind kids about something like that, Jess. And I know you're so involved with that.
Yeah, so this year we are actually planning lots of fire prevention activities at our stations. We are so excited again this year to welcome our residents back into all of our halls after a couple of year hiatus. So this year we will have our fire safety house at our stations for each of the open houses. And we will have all that information up on our social media so you can check that out. But the fire safety house is great. It takes kids through the house. It shows them the fire hazards that are possible in your home and what to watch out for. And also shows them that planning that escape out of your home is very important with all of your family.
Okay, and we also have the Home Escape Plan Contest that's going on. Jess, can you talk about that?
Yeah, so as another part to our open houses, we have our Home Escape Plan Contest, and there will be a prize for each of our stations in our communities. And the prize is to win a family pizza delivered in one of our fire trucks. So super exciting for any family that wins, but our residents have to complete and practice their home escape plan, and then they can bring that either to one of the open houses or they can drop it off at one of their local municipal offices before October 14th, and that will get them a ballot for an entry into that contest.
There you go. Lots of stuff happening again with the Perth East West Perth Fire Department. And is this the 100th anniversary of Fire Prevention Week? This is a special year, I believe, for this. And speaking, though, of 100th anniversaries, last September there was very special celebrations at the former Milverton Fire Department. That was great to see.
Yeah, it was fantastic to see the turnout that showed up for that. They had a lot of fun with their firefighter games and their parade and their dinners. It's nice to embrace the history of the fire service and to meet faces from the past. It was really a neat opportunity.
And just recently at Camp Out RV with their 60th anniversary celebrations, Jess, I'm sure that was a good time.
Yes, yeah, we actually had the fire safety house there as well, so hopefully we had some residents go and check that out. So we partnered with them, and it was a great opportunity to be able to, you know, showcase our fire safety house and get out into the community again. And, of course, they were raising funds for their battery-operated extrication tools for the station, so it was a great opportunity all around.
It's great to see these in-person events happening once again with the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. James and Jess, anything else about Fire Prevention Week that we haven't touched on in terms of smoke alarms, that sort of thing?
We've touched on it, but I just wanted to touch on it again. The recurring theme that we've seen this year is with some of our house fires that folks are realizing it does happen to them. And the comments that we've received is, we can't believe how fast everything happened. Mm-hmm. We never thought that this would happen to us. And these are fires that have included children, seniors, and fortunately, they were successful in getting out. In some cases, through the reactions and the children and the way they handled things. So it can happen to you. We don't want to see it happen to you, but we do want you to take the time to test your smoke alarms, to talk about your plan, realistically look at how can you get out. My mom can't scale down her eaves trough, even though she thinks that she probably could. So we've had to look at plans for that. But it can happen. It happens so quickly, and you have one chance. So make sure you do it correctly.
You bet. Great information there. James Marshall and Jess Yartsma with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Fire Prevention Week is October 9th through the 15th. We'll be sharing all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com, and get details about the upcoming contest as well. James and Jess, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here.